Now, Philip Semper, PhD, Surgeon Care. Today's date is 06-23-2025. Dictation is for Javier Gress. Gress spells G-R-E-S-S. Javier spells J-A-V-I-E-R. Date of birth is 10-23-1985. 39-year-old gentleman here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week. It's gotten worse in the last 3 days or so, period. Describe pain as sharp, rate of pain 6/10, worse with swallowing, period. So pain does not radiate and confines to his throat, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports cough, says cough is productive of green sputum. He says cough is keeping up at night, period. Next line, patient reports neck pain, said pain is located in the anterior cervical triangle on the right. Next line, your patient reports headache. Next line, patient reports body aches. Next line, patient report nasal congestion with green discharge. Sometimes he said when he blows his nose, he will notice blood. Next line, patient says he has sweats, especially when he coughs, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, and medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, obese gentleman in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 137 over 87, pulse 104. Respiration 18, temperature 97.2, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudates present. Period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. He has tender right anterior cervical nodes. Nodes are palpable. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Same paragraph. Patient goes into a deep cough. Or a cough fit when he takes deep inspiration. Pre-next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm, with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic at 104. No adventitious sounds. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding. Pre-next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bullae. Pre-next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Pre-next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented and three, cranial nerves, perception is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Pre-next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is influenza B, infection. Number two, acute rhinitis. Number three, acute bronchitis. Number four, acute pharyngitis. Number five, myalgia, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient had the following tests. Semicolon, next line, flu. Next line, COVID. Next line, strep. Strep and COVID are negative. Flu is positive for flu B. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic today. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next medicine, 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 minutes, then reevaluated, reports no side effects from the medication, said he's beginning to feel a little better. We had a lengthy discussion about his condition. I strongly encourage patient to go to the emergency room if he doesn't improve during the night period. He was sent home with the following medication, Robitussin AC, 2 teaspoon PO at bedtime, 10 days, number 100 mils. Next medication, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 5. Five days, number 10, no refills. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6. Was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids. Recommend water to avoid sugary beverages. To come back to the clinic if worse, go to the emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.